Why will you allow anything to steal away your joy? Why will you let little things to bring you down? You just allow small things to bring you down and so down to the ground. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7. Cast all your cares, worries upon the Lord, because He cares for you. Your joy does not come from your father. It does not come from your mom. It comes from the Lord Himself. So why do you allow small things? They just tell you you are down. The Bible says it is not death that makes people die. It is the fear of death. It is the fear of death that makes people die. Don't let anything steal that. Before the devil attack you, the first thing he does is to bring depression. To steal that very big gift that God has given unto you, and is to take away your joy. When he has stolen away your joy from you, then it is time to attack. Because at that point, anything he brings, any option at all, is taken by you. Don't be too cheap for depression. Do not let anything take away that joy that God has given unto you. Cast all cares and burden unto Him. This is what causes suicide and everything these days. Maybe they just told you have HIV or something, and then only the fear and grief will kill you. Nothing is permitted to touch that joy. Nothing. Nothing. Don't let anything take it away. You are a king. You are a queen. You are a head to the throne. You are the sons and daughters of God. Being depressed is not among. No. It is an error to see a prince be depressed. It is an error to see a king depressed. You cannot be depressed. Hallelujah. So do not let anything take away the one very big gift that God has given unto you. Just be full of joy. Smile. As you walk through the road, smile. Greet everyone with joy in your face, so that it will be contagious in our world of today. As you go out, do not let anything touch and steal your joy from you. Retain your joy. God is going to renew your joy. Even when the devil brings attacks, even when the devil brings trials, stay on that joy. You confuse him when you do that. You confuse him. Laugh, smile when you are praying in the Holy Ghost. Even when you are praying for a particular situation that it seems like there's no solution, laugh. Hallelujah. God bless you.